Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is a national... Can't win them all department? Or
well, I don't know what you want to make
team,
of it.
Good team, competed the whole series, look like you're the part for the Royals. Baltimore is stupid stacked.
Yeah, they are. They just keep running star after star after star out there. I mean, it's amazing.
Didn't win a series. Goals are to win series, but... Right. You did show your, I think, a competitor with the top.
Yeah.
And I think Baltimore is a team that's going to be there all season long. So to go toe-to-toe with them for three games, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's what you kind of expect at this point in time. I mean, this is a team that's playing some good baseball right now, but maybe not quite ready to turn that corner yet. You always see this. You've got to walk before you can run, right? And I think that's kind of what we saw in this entire series against Baltimore, dating back to that opening kind of week when they were in Baltimore. And now, what, they go 2-4 against Baltimore over the six games? And so you'd like to see a 3-3. You'd like to see a win the series type of thing. But, you know, you take what you can away from what we saw over the weekend. Got a nice win on Friday night. Nice little fight on Saturday to come back after being down 7-0. I'll tell you what, it was down 7-0. We turned it off and we were things.
Yeah.
At 7-0, I woke up the next morning. I looked at the score. Damn, 9-7.
Fought
they
cool.
fought back. Good for them. Salvi got a home run. Nice little comeback for them. And then yesterday, just really never got going for them yesterday. I mean, you give up five runs, you don't score any, you're not going to win. So that's where they are.
But the first time shutout all season.
Yeah, the first time all
and
year,
I'm thinking,
right?
Okay, that was what, 20, game 22?
Game 22, right? Before your shutout?
And I didn't look because I didn't want to know.
Right.
I'm guessing they had a bunch before game 22's last
year. Oh, God, yeah.
And they couldn't score any runs and it was
score
gross.
Anything, yes.
And so I was like, oh, no, this is total improvement.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
Yeah, you're good with that.
I didn't search out the validation of that one, Bob.
Right.
But I felt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
sure, right.
I'm sure
right,
there was somebody that posted something that said, they suffered their first shutout today. Last year, they were shut out blah, 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 times
right
before this day. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
I just assume that was a tweet that was out there, and this is progress. So
well, but you got to start to win these games too, you know, eventually, not maybe this year, but next year. This is kind of the measuring stick to find out where you are, who can compete, learn how to win, all that stuff that we did in 2012 and 2013 that led us to, 14 and 15. So we'll see where they are. But, you were gone on Friday, and we talked about this stretch of 21 games coming up for the Royals above 500 teams. How are they going to do? Are they going to be able to tread water? Are they going to be able to maintain? Are they going to fall back? Are they going to move ahead? And I thought maybe if you just get around 500 in these 21 games and still be five or six games above 500 after the end of these 21 games, you're sitting at a pretty good spot. They're 1-2, and now the Toronto Blue Jays roll into town, who are a pretty good team as well. And so you got to figure out a way to start beating some of these good teams. You made your living beating up on the White Sox, right? And that's what you should do. Keep a losing team losing. And for the most part, the Royals kept a losing team losing. Now it'd be nice to go out there and steal some games from some of these winning teams. And with four games against the Toronto Blue Jays coming up now, three night and a day game on Thursday, you got an opportunity to go out there against another good team and go out there and take care of some business. So we'll see what they can do over the next next four games. You split this series with the Toronto Blue Jays, you're not in bad shape at all. And you win the series against the Blue Jays, you're in some really good shape. So they've got their work cut out for them. It's going to be interesting to see how they kind of bounce back from this series and take on another good team and continue to see if this team can get better. And hopefully at the end of these 21 games, Josh, we're not talking about when's training camp getting here,
Hopefully no. Yeah. Hopefully no. This is where, though, because it goes from Cole Reagans, who got lit up on Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. Did not have a good start on Saturday.
This sucks. He was a 1.93 ERA before the start.
Correct.
4.32 after.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, you give up a 7 spot, you know.
You know what I mean? Because it was like it was going great, right? Yeah. You're just like, oh man, that tiny little number looks so good, mm-hmm. and then it just goes
boom
with one shelling. So yeah, 193 to 4.32. Like, oh, that was gone, and then right. It feels like it's just impossible to get it back, like to a stupid level again. Yeah. Like you just one outing.
Right. It's like your bank account. It's easy to drain that sucker, but man.
Tosses the whole thing.
Yeah.
That paycheck comes in, that one big thing goes out, and you're like, well, I was back to where I was.
Now I'm even, you know, but you're right. It's like easy to explode those numbers, but it's so hard to bring them back down. And so it'll be a good test for Cole Reagans. Let's see how he responds, you know, after getting his teeth kicked in the other night. And so we'll see what he can do. Not everybody's going to pitch well every single night. And that's why with the beauty of baseball, like you get caught up in game to game to game to game. That's why you can't do that, because you're going to lose your mind over a game like that on Saturday or a game like that on Sunday, you know, where the Royals lose two and you go, oh my God, here we go again. The wheels are going to fall off this thing. But there's an easy way to direct this thing back on track. Go take care of business against the Blue Jays. The Orioles are one of the better teams in all of baseball, and they have one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. And you didn't get smoked in these games. Really, you didn't. I mean, other than yesterday losing 5-0, you didn't get smoked in these games. And so you were competitive with arguably the best organization right now in baseball, top to bottom.
I like being able to click on these stories again, too. Mm-hmm. I was doing it in my spare time last year, knowing a lot of times there wasn't going to be something there, you know, I couldn't help myself. And I'm like, I'm just clicking on these MLB.com stories and knowing they're not talking about your team or
even knowing who your team is.
Never going to be in a good way. But I saw this one. This was prior to Lugo's start yesterday.
Yes,
but 10 off-season additions already paying off in a big way. And I just saw that headline. I smiled and go, there better be a freaking Royal on this list.
There better be somebody on that list. So, yeah.
And that hasn't happened, right? I click on these stories with lists, and if it's not a all 32,
right,
you're toast.
Or a negative list.
Right. If it's a negative list or they don't do every team's blah, blah, blah,
right,
you're good chances the Royals weren't on.
No,
it.
They don't even get mentioned. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, no. Nobody's hearing them.
I actually click on this going, there better be a Royal on this list. And it was. It was Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
And then he got beat yesterday. But mm-hmm. It wasn't terrible yesterday. But
no. The offense was the issue yesterday. Yeah. Nobody hitting the ball.
Lugo has been an incredible addition for the surprising Kansas City club, allowing no more than 2 runs in any of his 4 starts, registering a 1.05 ERA over 25 2/3. Obviously, that went up yesterday.
Right.
But the point was, I like being able to hit these stories, being fairly sure there's going to be something good involving the Royals.
Yeah, it's nice, that, right?
Like you're in the ballpark again.
Well, he's also in competition on this list with some really big names, too. I mean, when you go down it, Juan Soto has been by far the best offseason acquisition by anybody. I don't know that I've seen a better offseason acquisition for a baseball team than the Yankees going out and getting Juan Soto, like a perfect match. He's dominating. Fans are loving it. Like, that's been a great addition. Then obviously you have Shohei Ohtani on that list. And yesterday he hit his 176th home run, passing Hideki Matsui for the most home runs by somebody who played in the Japanese league before coming over to the United States. So he's the league leader in that right now. And then Corbin Burnes obviously is on
terrific.
That list, who's been outstanding for them.
That's cool.
So Seth Lugo's on that list. Yeah. With a lot of really big names, Dylan Cease for the Padres, Glasnow for the Dodgers. Like, you talk about some big names that were added in this offseason, and to have our guy in the mix, hey, that's pretty good. Seth Lugo. Now, that was good. How are you going to make the midseason like great signings list, right? Keep it going, buddy. Keep it
then
going.
Then I felt bad that I clicked on it when he didn't win yesterday. I'm like, oh, come on. Was it my fault?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some Vern texts from last night, shall
all
we?
Right. We need some Vern texts from last night music. I don't know what that music should be, either. But I think there should be some kind of Vern text from last night,
like
maybe a little intro.
Some piano keys.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. I don't know. Like, you guys can suggest what kind of music you want for Vern's text from last night, but this
always
one,
fun.
Josh, comes from the, like, a vaudeville type of music
something.
Right?
I don't know why.
You know what I'm thinking? Like a barbershop quartet or I don't know what it is. Some kind of baseball-y type of music.
That's probably old-timey baseball.
Old-timey baseball. From the 913 text from Vern last night on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Do you still feel these aren't the same old Royals, Vern? Yes, yes, yes. They're not the same old Royals. Just watch them play. Yeah. It's just a competent brand of baseball. You don't win every game in the major leagues. From the 816, all yesterday and today did was make me understand that we got a little fat and happy beating up on the Sox. Not crying. We're just not world beaters. Work to do. Yeah, of course there's work to do. It's a young club. They need to learn how to win. They're going to stub their toe. You got to find a way to not stub your toe as much as you did a year ago. From the 816, we suck again.
My goodness. Really?
From the 785, Vern, it sure doesn't take long for truly competitive teams to expose the mediocrity of this Royals team.
Oh, boy.
This will only get worse as the season grinds on. A team is only as good as its weakest link, and this team has glaring weaknesses. Early season exuberance doesn't change any of that. Any team can beat up on the White Sox. Doing so doesn't mean your team is any good. Yes, it actually does, because it's easy to go out there and lose games that you're supposed to win. They kept the losing team losing. That's the first step in learning how to grow as an organization. You beat up on the bottom dwellers, and the Royals were the bottom dwellers last year, and they got beat up on a lot. And finally, from the 913, Vern, it was a beautiful day at the K. It was embarrassing we played like the 2023 Royals. Hopefully, we can play like the 2024 Royals versus the Jays.
Some people can't be satisfied.
No.
That's the living and dying.
That's it. Above 500, late April, crowd. And boy, the single game crowd is not happy with what they saw.
13-9, behind only the red hot Guardians, who started out 16-6.
How are they maintaining without Bieber? That's insane. What did you say their record
16
was?
16-6.
They're already 10 above 500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good spot to be.
They're already 10 above 500.
Or that's where you crash. One of the two. The GM lays out the Chiefs' offseason plan, which seems to have worked out very nicely for one side of the ball. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.